This podcast is brought to you by the Legarten Institute. I'm Sianne Hansen, Executive Director, and we hope you enjoy this conversation. I'm pleased today to have Greg Hands with me, Chief Secretary to the Treasury. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Sianne, and thank you for welcoming here at the Legarten Institute. I came to your launch, I think, 5 or 6 years ago here in London, and been a big supporter of yours.
Thank you so much. Now, as Chief Secretary to the Treasury, your remit is, of course, to look after public expenditure. Now, that's a big responsibility, and I wondered if you'd just like to reflect on the last year, say, on public expenditure, your role around infrastructure spending and on pensions. Just what do you think are the main key focuses for you at the moment?
Well, it's a very all-consuming job. It's a big ask to be doing the sort of budget fiscal consolidation that we're doing. But it has to be done. We've got to make sure that Britain lives within its means, that we're going to fix the roof while the sun is shining, and make sure we eliminate that budget deficit and move towards building a budget surplus by the year 2019 and really starting to bring down the debt. So there's quite a few challenges within that, making sure that public spending goes in the right places and make sure that's consistent with reducing the deficit whilst also giving making sure the UK economy keeps motoring ahead.
Mm-hmm. And what about just on two topics that people really care about at this point? Just give us a quick view on the NHS and spending there, and a quick view on infrastructure.
Well, on the NHS, as you know, we're committed to the Stevens Plan, which is £10 billion extra into the NHS over the course of this Parliament, while still growing the NHS budget in real terms over the course of this Parliament. And it's a challenge to make sure that money is going to be well spent and that the NHS is managing its finances well, which got some very good dedicated financial professionals within the NHS. Need to make sure they continue to do a good job and doing something about spending on agency, bringing down the deficits in individual trusts, bringing down the drugs bill, and there's other quite big financial challenges within the NHS.
And infrastructure, just very quickly, Northern Powerhouse?
Well, infrastructure is very, very important to the government, to the Prime Minister, to the Chancellor, and to myself. We've got a £100 billion infrastructure investment programme over the course of this Parliament. But it's not just about pounds, it's also about how we deliver it. So reforming the way that infrastructure is delivered in this country, the creation of the National Infrastructure Commission to have a look at the longer term challenges for infrastructure and how we deliver against those is also really important to us.
You're quite publicly a Remain in the upcoming referendum. Perhaps you'd just like to put out on the table why you're for remaining.
Well, I think it's amazingly important for this country. I've always considered myself a Eurosceptic, but that's a different question to whether we're in the EU or outside of the EU. I think leaving the EU would do enormous damage to our economy. You don't just have to listen to the Treasury, although we have put out a lot of documentation, a lot of modelling as to why and how quickly it would damage our economy, but listen to all of the external independent observers like our own IFS, the IMF, the OECD, the Bank of England and so on. There's a consensus that the British people would be permanently poorer if we were to leave the European Union.
Here at Legarten Institute, as you know, we focus on prosperity. And behind a lot of our deep research on this is our belief that the free markets are a really important force, personal accountability, individual responsibility, and as I said, you know, the free markets as a force for good. When we were speaking earlier today, you had very interesting reflections about this pivotal time in history, particularly given your travel experience as a younger man in Europe. I wonder if you could just reflect on that again.
Well, I lived in West Berlin in the late 1980s, quite an exciting time to be a teenager and someone in their early 20s. But what it did do was it allowed me to travel a lot in what was then Eastern Europe, Soviet-controlled Eastern Europe. And my point is that now, to see something different, that we have to be careful not to take our free market our prosperity, our democracies, the rule of law, all of these things which one could be in danger of taking for granted. Because it's very hard to see another system. Mm. You know, you've either got to go a long way back in time. The fact that I'm aged 50 now and only just caught the end of that system in my early 20s. Or you've got to travel a terribly long way to, you know, the likes of North Korea or Venezuela, very hard countries to go to be able to see something that's different. And I think we shouldn't assume, therefore, that it's easy to be able to show the opposite, which means we have to get out there on the front foot, selling the virtues of the free market, the virtues of our democracies, particularly to our younger people, and talk to them a little bit about how important those things are. Because one day somebody is going to come along, it may already be happening in this country, who are suggesting the opposite.
Yes.
It can be much harder unless you've got something that you can show, showing the contrary example. So it means more importance for us making the case for the free market.
Terrific. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
To hear more podcasts from the Legatum Institute, please visit our iTunes channel or website at www.li.com.